Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Conversation I look forward to every single day. Adam Gilchrist, all the way from the UK. Good morning, Adam. Let's start in Alaska. A deadly polar bear attack mauling two people to death. Gosh.
Morning, Nafsa. Yeah, speaking from a country where we've been hitting minus six. I went to play tennis the other day in minus six, which is just ridiculous, and Alaskan in weather. But at least we don't have polar bears. And indeed, in a remote Alaskan village, and we're talking about a very small place, population 150, the village of Wales in Alaska, not to be confused with the other Wales, on the western tip of the Seward Peninsula, suddenly this bear appeared, as they do, and began chasing people. Experts say it was clearly hungry, but of course, polar bears, we know, hunt humans as food. Why wouldn't you? As it attacked the woman and boy, it was shot and killed, but the mauling was too much. It was fatal. Essentially, this woman and boy have died as a result of their wounds. Police and state officials are apparently on their way to Wales. They may have arrived, actually, this morning, but they are planning to investigate further, although the weather has closed in. And this is the weird thing. On the one hand, the weather has not been good, and visibility is down and difficult for anyone to investigate this. But at the same time, the fact is, the ice has been melting, the natural habitats of polar bears has been receding, so more attacks are likely, and frankly, more polar bear attacks are likely, but also more attacks on polar bears are also likely. Not a happy situation.
I appreciate some of the, each country and each situation has sort of their own idioms, and apparently the idioms when it comes to bear attacks in the United States or in Canada and Alaska is the rule is if it's black, you fight back, as in a black bear, you fight back. If it's brown, you lie down, you fake death or you feign injury, and hopefully the brown bear just moves along. But if it's white, say goodnight. And you mentioned that polar bears are particularly prolific when it comes to and dangerous when it comes to the interactions with humans. But let's move on now. Sister Andre, the world's oldest person, a French nun, she has now passed on.
Yeah, Lucille Rondon was her name, but she became Sister Andre once she took holy orders during the Second World War. She has now died at the age of 118. I mean, it's just crazy to think, isn't it? Somebody born in 1904, you know, when I think the Olympics were in St. Louis. It's the year they invented hamburgers, bicycles with gears. Rolls-Royce was just about to produce their first ever car. Ice cream cones were invented. The New York subway, etc., etc. 1904 is when she was born. She became known as Sister Andre. She has died in her sleep at a nursing home in Toulon, and isn't that the way to go? She lived through two world wars, 27 French heads of state, of course, a Nazi invasion, and originally a German invasion. Last year, she became the oldest person to recover from COVID. And she was a nun for 78 of her 118 years. So asked about the secret of her long life, she told reporters, "Only God knows," which doesn't really help the rest of us, except we do know that Sister Andre ate chocolate and drank wine every day. So let's go with that, chocolate and wine. Why not?
And maybe also because of her vows, not associating with men, because I'm sure men give many people heart attacks.
Well, she had a strong spirit, all right. Yes, make of that what you will.
And then finally, the children's word of the year. The UK Kids Survey has chosen what word as word of the year?
The word of the year, as in the last 12 months, is queen, as chosen by pretty much a half of children who were asked. So therefore, it tops the poll. Queen as the word, seen by half of children as emotional. It's about connection, sense of community, because, of course, although there was a funeral farewell, which makes the word sad, there was also the Jubilee celebration, which makes it happy. So it's a very interesting word. I mean, although it's an obvious word, it does have all sorts to it, the passing of Queen Elizabeth. Next on that list, by the way, came sad, and happy. Next on this came happy and chaos, which is interesting. And actually, children's words, as chosen for the Oxford University Press over the last few years, have been all terribly negative. Brexit, coronavirus, and anxiety. So at least Queen has some happy connotations. But the slang word of the year, and I bet this has been the same for about 60 years now, can you spot the slang word of the year as chosen by his kids?
Go ahead.
What do you think?
Wait with bated breath.
Cool. I mean, isn't that always going to be the slang word of the year? Cool.
It's a cool word.
Which is cool.
It is cool. It is cool. Adam Gilchrist, thanks so much for being such a cool guy. Adam Gilchrist joins us again tomorrow with The World View.